My name is Krista Monson, and I'm head of casting for Cirque du Soleil's resident shows in North America. Essentially, this means that I oversee the entire casting process for our shows in Las Vegas and in Orlando, and mainly for the artistic disciplines. Actors, dancers, musicians, singers, clowns, and non-acrobatic circus arts, including various forms of manipulation like fire and juggling. At Cirque du Soleil, we have over 3,000 employees all over the world working to uphold and evolve the Cirque du Soleil enterprise. With all of our shows worldwide, we have over 1,000 artists performing on a nightly basis to thousands of audience members. Currently, we have 15 shows operating, 6 resident shows, and 9 touring shows. Our job in casting is to essentially fill those roles with artists demonstrating an extremely high degree of artistic and acrobatic excellence. But in addition to this, we also have to maintain a database filled with artists who could potentially fill these roles either tomorrow or in the future. Some of these roles are extremely rare. It can be filled by only a handful of human beings in the world. Currently, we have over 22,000 artists in our databank. To do this, we have 16 talent scouts and a total casting team of 65, in addition to hundreds of casting partners spread out all over the world, auditioning and attending events. One of the most important tools we use in casting is one of these. This is the database used to add new candidates as well as to update information on current candidates we have. From wherever we are in the field, from Mongolia, where we may be looking for contortionists, to a small village in South Africa looking for gumboot dancers, we need to trust that this information can reach our master database stationed in Montreal. From this dashboard view, I can see everything at a glance. My email, calendar, tasks, contacts. I can see an overview of all of our shows, including pertinent information that will help me prioritize my day. I see today that I'm scheduled to meet with an up-and-coming young artist named Scott Guthrie. Before auditioning Scott, let's go to the artist tab just to review what information we currently have. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I'm Krista, and I understand you're interested in working for Cirque du Soleil, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking for a career change, yeah.
Excellent. You never know. In the past, we would have taken bits of information from various sources, handwritten information from the artist, the talent scout's evaluation, and the real gold for us, the video images. All of these would have been sent separately to Montreal and eventually entered into the artist file. However, with the new system using the Microsoft technology, I can enter all of this information directly into the database while still in the field. Even better, this information becomes available to my colleagues worldwide, many of whom may be looking urgently to fill a role that this artist may be perfect for. Since we are on the road and often without network connectivity, it is really important for us that this application can function offline. Currently, we are working with a local cached version of the database. Scott, I have to ask you a few questions that will help us best determine where you would fit best.
Sure.
First of all, are you comfortable with nudity?
As long as it stays in Vegas.
Do you suffer from vertigo?
I don't even like being this tall. Yeah.
And would you prefer to work under the big tent on a touring show or with a resident show?
Oh, definitely the big tent.
Yeah. Excellent. Perfect. Finally, we take our golden information, the video. So, Scott, I'm going to ask you to do your talent. Remember yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday was a long time ago, and tomorrow is a long time away. Now is all we got.
Between fire eating, contortionist, I thought maybe we'll do some juggling.
Okay, go for it, Scott.
This is the hardest part of the keynote. There we go.
Thank you. We'll edit out the ending.
Okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. While my audition with Scott is over, unfortunately, my work with the data is actually just beginning. Now comes the time where the trained judgment of the talent scout really shines. And I evaluate him. Many artists have various varied disciplines. However, with Scott, I would call him more of a one-trick pony. Artistically, he took a lot of risks. However, technically, I would say he's more on the weak side, but I will be generous. He's a circus artist, and I would say he's more of a cabaret artist. If I am offline, this could have, because this is offline, it would have raised challenges about how and when this information could be synchronized with the master database. However, using the synchronization capability, this process is virtually invisible to me. Finally, with our knowledge of the roles and the shows, I am able to instantly prospect Scott for the roles for which he is most appropriate. I can even target it, even more, streamline it even more, and find the top matches for someone like Scott. And if I want, I can also compare this to how many artists are in the database who also can perform this function. All of this took a great deal of time, which is why I prefer to do it on the long ride home to back to Las Vegas or Montreal. Once we are back in the office, again in Las Vegas, in Montreal, or in Asia, we can now focus on the second half of the casting process, which is delivering the human being to our stages. If I go to CUSA, for example, I can see that I can take a look at all of the roles that are available. And I see currently there is an opening for a backup juggler. All of the artists who are appropriate for this role come up, and I see there is a new application by an artist named Scott Guthrie. If I take a look at his media, I can see this wonderful video. However, I think what I may do is wish to recommend that he spend a little bit more time honing his technique before we offer him a full-time contract. Thank you very much. Thank you.